y'all need to listen up. This is real life, y'all doing dumb shit just for views and likes. Any topic, you know that we on it. No matter the subject, you know that we on it. Isaac Carter, when the kid plot, yo, we can't stop, man. Y'all know we the baddest. We keep it 100, no capping. Welcome to Stop the Madness.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Stop the Madness. I'm your host, The Kid Plot. My co-host, Isaac Cotto, is on vacation, so he left me alone. So I'm holding it down today. But I do have a special guest in the building, Miss Chalesa. What's going on?
What's up? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Thank you for coming. I appreciate you being here. Give everybody a background. Tell them about you.
Like you said, my name's Chalesa, last name King. Can find me on Instagram, King C. I'm down here in Georgia. I moved down here like 2 years ago.
Okay.
From New York.
Mm-hmm.
I'm originally from LA. I work out a lot. If you look at my page, you guys like you can see I lift heavy.
Okay.
Outside of that, I be chilling.
So what made you move here from New York?
I wanted something different. You know, I'm from, like I said, I'm from LA, so mm-hmm. I'm from city. Then I moved to New York, another city, even bigger city. So I wanted to try like more slow country, but not too slow.
I was about to say, because Atlanta's not very slow country though.
I mean, it's not slow, but you already know.
It was not New York, York. Of course.
So it's a little bit slower, but I wanted something different. And I really like it down here.
You like it better than New York?
Oh, I don't know about that one.
So you wanted something slower, but you don't like it better than what was faster, a faster life.
Nah, because, I mean, you know New York, you bring a whole bunch of different stuff, too.
So. Yeah, that's true.
But, nah.
So you're not training anymore? I mean, I know you're training yourself, but, you know, I know you used to do personal training. And
I did.
And you stopped doing that?
I did. I stopped doing, I was doing one-on-one coaching.
Okay.
Online.
Okay.
And I actually just stopped that probably... Summertime, I stopped coaching. So
and so what do you do now?
I actually work in tech.
Oh.
Yes, I do. Oh. I work from home. I'm a hacker.
You're a hacker?
Yeah. I'm a hacker.
What the hell? What you be hacking?
That's something I gotta keep to myself, but no, I work in tech right now.
Okay.
So
that's what's up. How long you been doing that?
The summer. Like literally.
So since the summer.
Yeah.
So what, like May?
No, June.
June.
Yeah, I started in June.
Okay. So only, what is that, like six months?
5-6 months. But, I mean, I went to school, not for tech, obviously, but I went to school for engineering years ago. So
what kind of engineering?
Biomedical engineering.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But you're doing tech now.
Now I'm doing tech. I know. I'd be all over the board, right?
So... Again, appreciate you coming on. So we're gonna get into a couple of different topics, relationship topics. Are you cool with that? And then we have some reaction videos that I kind of want to get your opinion on, and then I'll give my opinion as well.
All right, for sure. Let's do it. Here we go.
So let me ask you this. You're single? Are you single right now?
I am single.
Okay, cool. So when you're looking for a man, or if a man approaches you, mm-hmm. And he's obviously showing interest that he, you know, wants to get to know you and possibly even make you his girlfriend at some point, right? Mm. What is it that you require a man to have in order for him to even have a chance?
Dang. I mean, it's a lot. You know what I'm saying?
It was one question.
I'm saying he got to have a lot.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
You got to have a lot. No, I mean, I think... Something that I typically look for is more so personality, foundation, you know, like what makes him who he is. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily look too much into like his finances or what he drives or, you know, his network or things like that. I mean, those things are important. Don't get me wrong. But the most important thing is mainly like his foundation.
So you said you don't really focus too much on net worth. You don't focus too much on what he drives and his finances. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you said that it's important.
It's important.
How important, though?
I mean, money isn't everything, but it affects everything. You know what I'm saying?
That means it's very important.
It is, of course.
So it might be more important than the other thing.
No, it's not. Because the way I see it, it's like, okay, if you have a dude that, let's say he works at McDonald's, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he approaches me. but he has all the character traits to make more money.
Okay.
Right? Like, he works hard.
Mm-hmm.
He is smart with his finances.
Mm-hmm.
He has ambition and drive. He's dedicated. But right now, he's in a season of his life where it's just like, this is what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
To me, what's more important is not the fact that he works at McDonald's, is only making like $15 an hour. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that he's all of those other things. Because I know eventually he'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
And especially like with the help of like friends and family, if he has a smart woman.
So you would give a McDonald's worker an opportunity to date you if he had the personality that you like? Let's be real now. Don't bullshit. If he met you right now, you went to McDonald's, you ordered a double cheeseburger.
But that would be hard because it's like, I'm not going to really sit and talk to him. I'm going
to get... Well, no, but what if he tries to talk to you while he's taking... After he takes your order, he's like, yo, you know...
And I get to know him.
You know, is it okay if I get your phone number? I want to take you out.
Yeah, if I get to know... If I get to know... But it's not like I'm getting to know him to be his girlfriend. I'm getting to know him to get to know him as a person. Because that's most important. I want to know who you are.
You don't have to be physically attracted to the guy? Because you didn't mention that at all. You don't really care about that?
I do, because I don't know anything about you. The first thing I see is how you look. Right. And I think that is important too, but...
You didn't mention it, so I didn't think that you could be an ugly-ass dude and don't matter. ugly to you, and it don't matter.
Nah, it matters.
You didn't mention it at all. You said you gotta have personality. You didn't mention anything about looks.
Because I listed what's most important. Because at the end of the day,
okay,
let's say if I get with this guy and I see him day in, day out, his looks are not going to be the same anymore.
He could be butt ugly, but have every other trait, and you cool with that?
I don't want him to be butt ugly.
Like, teeth all fucked up. Like, he's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, missing 8 teeth. But he got everything else, though. He's ambitious. You know what I'm saying? He got drive. He works hard. He takes care of you. He's nice to you.
He loves you first. He puts me first. All the things that matter the most.
He can buy teeth later.
He can buy his teeth
later.
He
just can't fix his face too much, but.
He could fix that. Girls do that. He could fix that.
Okay. So you cool with a dude being butt ugly?
I don't want him to be, though. I hope that's not the case.
What do you mean hope? You're the one that makes the choice. You're the one that chooses whether or not he's going to have access to you.
That's true. Yeah.
He chooses whether he's going to make you his girl or his wife, but you choose whether or not he's going to have access to your body.
That's true.
So you going to give somebody access to your body that is butt ugly, even though he has everything else?
No, I'm giving access to my body to a person that loves me. That takes care of me.
And if he's butt ugly, it's okay.
That's loyal.
And if he's butt ugly, it's okay.
All of the important character traits.
And if he's butt ugly, which is the initial thing you see, that's okay.
And if he's ugly, no.
What a waste of breath. I knew it. Come on, man.
Nah, no.
So let me ask you this. What amount of money does a guy have to make per year? I know you said that it's important. It's not the most important, but you said it's important. Do you have a figure that a guy has to make in order to for you to be okay?
He has to make enough money to take care of himself. So I think in today's society, I mean, you're going to live paycheck to paycheck around like $50,000 to $60,000 mm-hmm. for the most part. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But like I mentioned before, you know, you got somebody that is very focused mm-hmm. on his plan, you know what I'm saying? He actually has a plan. He's very dedicated to it. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be at $50,000 to $60,000 for too long, you know?
What if he is? What if you get with him, he's making $50,000, you know, living paycheck to paycheck with the 50 bands, and then, you know, you guys are dating. He's still enough for him to be able to take you out. You guys go on vacations maybe once a year. But then, you know, 2 years later, you're like, damn, you're still making $50,000? Like, what happens then?
You know, it's crazy. I don't know too many people that, like, what I'm describing, that really stay at that paycheck level.
What happens?
Yeah. Well, then there's something wrong with the plan.
So then what happens if he's still at that same number? I'm asking then you, what would you do?
We're going to figure it out together.
What does that mean?
I guess as a couple, we're going to figure that out together, how to make more money, how to not live paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. So if that means that... If nothing's changing financially, then that means you need a little bit more delayed gratification. We need to maybe sacrifice some things. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, I work too. I make my own money. So Maybe we don't take vacation. Maybe we chill more at home, whatever the case may be. Do whatever we need to do to not live paycheck to paycheck.
So you don't have a, so as long as he could take care of himself, you don't have a minimum amount. You're okay with him making 30,000, 40,000?
Nah, I'm okay with that.
Really?
But like I say, the most important thing, no, but see, that's the thing. That's what I think a lot of people don't understand, is that all of the traits that it takes to not just make money, but make more money and know what to do with it and make it work for you, that's rare. You know, a lot of people, they stay within that financial range because they're living out of their means or they're not financially literate. You know what I'm saying? But a person that's really dedicated and focused on his plan, he's going to do what he needs to do to get himself out of that situation. And if you have a girl or a wife, too, that's even more motivation.
Yeah.
So that's why I look for those kind of character traits.
Do you know what the average annual income is in Georgia for a man?
For a man? I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm thinking it's going to be around like 50 to 60,000.
It's 38,000.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
And that's top earners.
Jesus.
That's top earners. What? The average, I'm sorry, I'll take it back. I'm looking at it right
where
now.
Where he working at?
Listen, I'm looking at it right now. The average earner, sorry, is 26,238 in Georgia.
Where he work? Okay, so.
That's the average.
Is that my scammers only putting in a little bit on their taxes to say that's 27,000, but he really making based, more? What is that?
This is based on, you know, I guess the IRS and people with their report.
But that's the IRS. Are they in them streets? Do they know what these dudes are doing? All right, what's going on?
I'm just giving you the stats. 26,238 per year is the annual average income for a man in Georgia. So, which is around $13 an hour if you work full time.
Okay, I think like the minimum wage is like...
It's not 15.
It's like $7 down here or something like that.
Yeah, no, I think it's a little bit more than that now. I think it's like $9 or $10.
So that's somebody making a little bit less than minimum wage.
So, being that the average income is around $26,000 a year, you know... Would you give a guy like that a chance?
My answer still remains the same.
Like, what if he's able to take care of himself, but he lives in a room? He's taking care of himself. He just can't afford an apartment. He's renting a room.
That's cool. We're going to be friends.
Oh, just friends.
We're going to be friends.
Oh, see, so you but won't see, get... See,
but
I knew it. You was capping the whole time. Yo, she was I knew there was no way in hell.
But see, this is how I feel though. If you making, let's say you making $7, $8 an hour, right? And that means you in survival mode. That means sometimes you got to choose between, am I going to pay this bill or I'm going to eat today? Why are you even looking to get somebody number and date and do all of that?
Yeah.
And I don't mean it like in a gold diggerish way, but like we've all been there. Like I've been in survival mode before.
Yeah.
I never thought to be like, I'm trying to get me a boyfriend. Like, no, I can't think about anything else but surviving. Yeah. And then I don't want to bring somebody into that struggle.
Nothing.
So, you know.
I just know that you're capping. You would not give guy making $26,000 a year a chance. That's bullshit.
Well,
you're lying.
Well, let me tell you.
You just want to sound good on camera.
No.
I'm capping, bro.
Let me tell you this. I've dated a lot of dudes with a lot of money, and the one thing that they have never given me are the things that I'm listing. Are the things like loyalty and respect and love, because
that's 100% always going to be that way, right? For the most part, in general, but in general.
So I've never experienced that. I really want that. That is what I say.
And then once you get the loyalty, but then you don't get the lifestyle, then what?
Well, I don't know. That's his lifestyle.
What do you mean? We live together at some point.
Well, I make my money.
Oh, okay. So you're going to take care of him?
No, he already taken care of himself.
So you're going to help him improve his lifestyle?
Well, I mean, what?
With your money?
If he got his own money. Remember, he got his own money.
Yeah, just for a room.
Okay.
So he's going to rent a room in your house?
He can come live with me.
And rent a room?
And then his $750 for his room is going to pay a portion of the rent or the mortgage where I stay. He gonna take that $750. We gonna put it together.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Okay. So now look how I help him. You know, and he helped me. But you ain't gonna live with me, and you gonna just be sitting around all day. You gonna be out there grinding. That's what it's gonna be like. Cause I'm out here grinding.
Let me ask you this: what do you think about OnlyFans girls? Like, do you have an issue with that? Do you think it's, you know, you like? What's your opinion on girls that make money? Pretty much sex workers online.
Damn, you know, I got a lot of homegirls that do OnlyFans.
Oh, me too.
And I care for them. I love them girls.
Me too. I have plenty.
Yeah.
But the question is for you.
Personally, for me.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think? What's your opinion? Not only for you, but what's your opinion on girls that do it?
In general. For me personally, it's not my cup of tea.
Why?
I wasn't raised that way.
You think those other girls were raised that way? You think they were raised to show their butthole?
No, I don't think necessarily.
So then that doesn't mean anything.
Well, they're not adhering to the way that they were raised. I adhere to the way that I'm raised. Mm-hmm. I represent a whole family. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I couldn't put myself out there and do OnlyFans. I like respect more than anything.
So you think those girls don't get respect?
I think that to a certain degree that they don't get respect. Mm. You know? And
why?
Because it's sex work. Mm. You know what I'm saying? There's no real respectable thing that they're really doing.
Do you think that harms them to be able to find a partner later in life?
No, because
you don't think it
some
does.
Some of my homegirls right now do OnlyFans and they got a boyfriend.
Correct.
That they're in love with. Mm. Everybody has somebody.
Yeah,
so.
But you're talking about anecdotal situations. In general, most guys are not gonna like a girl that does OnlyFans, especially if their OnlyFans consist of having sex or fingering themselves or putting a toy inside them.
Yeah.
If you're on OnlyFans and lingerie, that's one thing.
Right.
Because just because you have OnlyFans doesn't mean that you're being, you know,
right, doing
promiscuous and you're showing off everything that you have.
Right.
But if you're on OnlyFans and what you're selling is literally sex,
right,
then that's a different story, because what ends up happening is that later on in life, that stuff is on the internet forever.
Facts.
So when a guy sees that, why you think, check this out, for the most, here's what typically happens. When a girl meets a guy, now if a girl already has a guy, mm-hmm. and then she's like, babe, I want to do OnlyFans, and he says, you know what, no problem. A lot of times it happens that way where they got the approval and they're doing it because
right.
the guy said okay. But normally if you're already doing it and then you meet another, let's say you stopped doing OnlyFans, but you did it for 5, 6, 7 years.
Right.
Then you meet this dude, you know, 2 years later after you're done. Most of the time these girls are going to say, hey, I just want to let you know, before I used to do OnlyFans. Why do they even have to let him know? You know why they have to let him know? Because they know, I gotta let this dude know, because just in case it might be a problem later on.
Facts.
If you're not worried about it at all, you wouldn't even bring it up. A lot of these girls will bring it up, kind of like, let me get this out the way.
Right.
Because I don't want him to find some pictures online of me being butt-ass naked online or doing whatever sexually to myself, or even possibly being with another dude online.
Right.
And then he find out, and then he'd be like, yo, why you ain't telling me that you used to do this?
Right.
And then the relationship is fractured at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that lets me know, because of those type of actions, that it is not respectable, and it can harm in the long run you finding an actual partner that's going to actually take you serious.
But see, it's like you gotta think about the factor. I mean, not for me, this is not how I feel, but mm-hmm. just putting yourself in their shoes. Number one, what they're giving up in return, like I mentioned, like respect, you know, like who they are, their morals and their values, they put a higher price tag on making the money, the bag. Like, they're not making, like, you know, a couple $1,000s. They're making somebody's yearly salary probably in like 1 or 2 months, you know? So think about how that changes their life, you know, especially if they don't have any other type of skill set in life to really make a good amount of money. And this is like, shit, you know, sorry, is an easy way to just like make money. So you know, they're gonna do what they need to do. And if they don't have a boyfriend or a significant other at the time, like, what's the, you know, they live in their life.
So I agree with you. I was gonna ask you this. If you had a guy that came into your life and he said, look, you know, he's gonna be traditional, he's gonna hold you down, he's gonna take care of you, obviously you're more traditional because you're not online, you know, selling your butthole and all that good stuff. You're not doing it, selling pictures, selling videos, right. You're not doing all that stuff. I don't have any issue with girls that do that, as long as they understand that you're harming in the long run once you start going this way, because everyone goes this way. Nobody goes this way when they start hitting 40, 50, 60, 70. It doesn't happen.
Right.
So when that starts happening, you start going down, and then all of a sudden you don't have that OnlyFans fan base anymore.
Right.
You know, when it's time to find a mate, it's going to be a little bit difficult. So I just want to know, let's say you find a man that's traditional. You seem to be, for the most part, traditional. And he says, look, I want to take care of you. I'm going to hold you down. You ain't got to worry about nothing. Just, you know, I just want you to take care of the household, right?
Right.
But there's a caveat. to that.
What's the caveat?
So you have to be okay with him. It's got to be closed on your end. So you can't, it's not an open relationship for you, but you got to be okay with every now and then him wanting to step out of the relationship.
No, I'm good. You can go on and you can do your thing.
Why not?
Because I know how to make money. I know how to take care of myself.
Yeah, but it's not about that. It's about him holding you down and taking care of you, and you ain't got to worry about nothing. You're just holding the household down. Like, you're being taken care of.
I've been there, done that.
So you don't want a guy. So you want a guy to take care of you, but if it doesn't come with if it doesn't come with loyalty at the same time, then
you take care. It's a deal breaker. Your decision, a man's decision to take care of me financially, and not just financially, you're asking to take care of me emotionally and all of that, right? Mm-hmm. Cheating has no place within that.
Well, it's not cheating if you know about it.
No, it's still cheating.
It's infidelity, but it's not cheating if you know about it.
So whether it's cheating or infidelity, okay, whatever word you want to put on it, it's still the same thing, okay,
so
right?
Okay, so you're not okay with that. So that's a deal breaker. Okay, so you'd rather a guy that... So let's say a guy says... Let's say that the loyal guy, because most guys that are loyal are the ones that are going to go 50-50. Now, sometimes they could cheat too, but let's say the guy that's going to be loyal to you is the 50-50 guy. Because most successful guys, they got a lot of options and women. Mm-hmm. They don't want just one woman. They want one woman as their main. This is my girl.
Of course.
But every now and then,
they like to do their thing. They want something
new. But right, they don't want to lose you.
Right.
Because you who are the, if they got to choose between you and the new girl, they're going to choose you every time.
Right.
But you're not okay with that. So are you okay with the more average dude? Doesn't make as much, but he's going to be loyal. You're going to be number one. He's never going to cheat on you. He's going to hold you down. He's going to hold you down, but it's going to be a 50-50 relationship. Are you okay with that?
Well, I did mention I'm single, and this is a reason why I'm single, because I am okay with 50-50, but...
You are.
Let me explain, though. Okay. I'm okay with 50-50 because I feel like I mentioned before, there are people, are men, they have their season. Mm-hmm. They can't afford it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But like,
what if they can't afford it, but they still want to do 50-50 just because they're like, yo, we're 50-50. We're partners, remember?
Am I having kids?
No, you don't have kids.
So we don't have kids.
No.
We're just two adults. Mm-hmm. I can work. I can make my own money.
Damn.
I can, because I feel like if
I like
I'm,
that.
No, but see, if I'm having kids, though, I ain't working. No, and I ain't doing no 50-50.
Of course not. And I agree with you on that.
No.
And I'm not even like, you know, 50-50 for me is also kind of like, you know, if she wants to do it, I would still feel a little bit like.
I mean, but wouldn't you feel some way?
I would, unless I can't afford it. If I can't afford it, exactly, and I need it to be 50-50, then I just have no choice.
It is.
But yeah, no, I mean, if you know, if the girl wants to work, because some women want to work. They don't want to just do nothing.
I don't want to work. I'm going to tell you that right now. I don't want to work.
You want to just do nothing?
Oh, I want to do nothing with really? No kids.
So if you want to do nothing, you're going to have to put up with some infidelity.
But I don't want to do that either.
Okay, so you're going to have to work.
See, you know what? I never understand.
You have to work.
Why is it always this or that?
That's how life works.
No, that's how...
You can't have it all.
No, that's how the average, and I don't want to say man, but I got to say it, the average man works. Mm-hmm. That's how the average man works. That's why I start off this conversation. I look for foundation, mm-hmm, because if you have the right foundation, it is no this or that. Mm. I'm a man. I hustle. I make money. I make enough money, mm-hmm, to take care of everything.
But everything in life is different. Is this or that?
It doesn't have to be
this,
though,
or this for
but,
that.
But who says it has to be?
No, I don't think that it has to be. But we're talking about what is. It's not about what it should be.
But see, that's why I say single.
It's not about what it could or should be. It's about what is.
But that's why I say single, because just like I have a mindset and, mm-hmm, something that I want, I refuse to believe out of all of the dudes in this, mm-hmm, world.
Well, no,
that they all the same.
They're not. No.
It's but, a man see, out but, there that gonna say that's not. This
I
or
agree
that,
with you on that. We're not. We don't have any disagreement on that.
Right.
But if you're gonna live your life looking for the 0.00000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
what's crazy though?
What's that?
You only marry in one person. So you really are only looking for 1%. You're not looking for...
No, but I didn't say 1%. It's 0.0000 the percent.
But it got to be one because it's not a half a person, right? Well, no,
of course. But what I'm saying is the that person that you're describing is...
He don't exist.
So rare. No, he does exist. Yeah. But he's so rare. Like, for example, why you think... I know this is like a bit of an extreme example, but Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. She ain't going nowhere. Mm-hmm. Because she know what type of dude she got. She said, but damn, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to find another billionaire like this dude.
Right.
It's going to be hard. And yeah. She got her own money. She don't need his money. But she understands the caliber of man that she's with.
She dealing with.
So a lot of times, I'm not saying that you need to accept infidelity. Right. I'm not saying that you need to accept cheating. I'm not saying that.
Right.
You accept what you want.
Right.
But what I am saying is just be realistic and understand, hey, you know, if I get with a guy that's extremely successful or very successful,
right,
it's probably going to come with this.
Right.
And I'm probably going to have to accept this because yeah. they got way too many options mm-hmm. where they're going to look at it and say, like, yeah, I'm just going to be locked into just one when I could easily be right. like, there's going to be a girl out there that is going to accept it. It may not be you, but there's going to be a girl out there. That is, and then you're going to sit there and just wait, 33, 35, 38 years old, 40, 43, 45, 48. Damn, you know what? Let me just accept it now that I'm 50.
But that doesn't.
You know what? Let me get the 50-50 guy now. Screw it.
But that doesn't make me nervous. That doesn't make me feel
It doesn't
feel
have
no
to
way.
Make you nervous. But when you start getting old mm-hmm. and you're by yourself, you're not going to like it. Trust me.
I'm not old now.
No,
but I am
when
getting
you're
older.
In your 60s. And if you ain't got nobody,
yeah,
it is not nice. My mom is 68. Mm-hmm. She does not like it being by herself.
Okay. But you know, you got to understand everybody's different because I do know women who are older and they do not mind living alone. They've done all of that. They've done the marriage and they've done the marriage to the man that makes a lot of money mm-hmm. and they've dealt with the infidelity mm-hmm. and you don't see the havoc that wreaks on them.
Yeah.
You know, and they wish they would have just been single.
And I agree with you. Like I said, listen, I'm not saying that you have to accept the guy that cheats right. on you. What I'm letting you know is I'm preparing you for if you're looking for this type of guy. If this is the type of guy that you're looking for,
yeah,
there's a great, great, great possibility that it's going to come with that.
Okay, but I got...
Now, if you step down a little bit and say, you know what? I don't want the millionaire guy.
Yeah.
How do you want the guy that makes $500,000? Let me go down to maybe the $100,000 a year guy, which is still a rare person because the average salary is $26,000. Mm-hmm. So somebody making $100,000 is still relatively rare. Let me step down to the $100,000 guy, which is a bigger pool of men.
Right.
And he might be more, he has a greater chance of being loyal to me mm-hmm. rather than looking for the $500,000 or the $1 million guy because right. those guys are more likely not going to give you that loyalty that you want.
Right.
And it, you know, and a lot of times they'll just lie to you and just hide it from you.
Of course.
And then when you find out, then you got a decision to make.
Of course.
Of no. whether or not you're going to stay or go.
Of course.
And a lot of times you're going to say, you know what, screw it, I forgive you. Because now you have time invested mm. and you're looking at this lifestyle. You're like, damn, I love this dude. He's taking care of me. I ain't got to do shit. I'm going to let this one slide.
But that's what kind of lifestyle are you really giving somebody if you're only making $100,000?
No, I'm talking about the millionaire guy.
Oh, the millionaire.
Millionaire guy but the $500,000 guy.
I mean.
Listen, $100,000 in Georgia, it's a pretty decent lifestyle.
Yeah, but that's what I keep saying. I provide my own lifestyle. I already got that.
Okay.
I already got that. So, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not a woman that needs like a lot of materials. I don't need like a...
So you're not materialistic?
I'm not materialistic. That's why I say
I think you're like easy to get along with. I think you do care about the money that the guy makes more than you're leading off.
No, I care about the money he makes because what money does for people, it's a tool. That's why I care.
Okay, so you do care more about it than you making it seem.
Because it's a tool. It's a very
you
valuable tool.
You said $26,000 is okay.
That's well, bullshit. No. Well, no. I mean, exactly. He's making something, right? He's making something.
All right, so let me ask you this question because we already beat that a lot. So... Penis size.
Oh my God.
What size do you need your guy to have in order for you to be satisfied? Or is it like a deal breaker? Like, would you actually, let's say you hook up with a guy, not sexually, y'all become a couple. Because let's say you're the type of girl that says, not giving it up never, not until you're my man. Okay, cool, you're my girl now. Now y'all officially a couple. Y'all been dating for 6 months. The nigga been waiting for 6 months. So now you like him for real, but you ain't never been in bed with him. And then y'all get to bed and he got a little baby. He got 2 inches, 3 inches.
Ooh, Lord.
What happened?
Lord. That's a hard one. That's a hard question right there.
What's gonna happen? You gotta do something. You can't, you know, you gonna know. Cause when it happens, you're gonna be like,
okay, you know what? If it's small, man, that sucks. But if he also don't know how to work it, I don't know.
But how could he work a 3-incher?
They can work it.
Oh, you work it?
Like, they know how to work it. Okay. You know what I'm saying? They know how to work it. But
I bet you your toys ain't even 3 inches.
Definitely not.
Exactly. They're bigger than that, right?
So far from that.
Yeah. So talk to me. How could 3 inches work anything if you're already used
because
to...
Because my toy...
You're probably already used to 7, 8, 9. Is that what you're used to? What size dildos you be playing with? Come on now. What size? You can say it. Just be honest. What size?
Like 7, 8.
It's exactly. So 3 is not even half.
I know, right?
So let's say, because listen, do you know what the average size penis is?
Like 5'6".
5.1.
Okay, that's...
5.1 inches.
That's okay. It's like, you know...
No, but that's the average.
I know, right?
Okay, your toy's not even the average.
Right, I know. And I get the smaller toys.
So. And that's not even the average size. So what would you do? Like, would you break up with him? Like, I'm serious. No, I'm curious to know.
I wouldn't break up with him. This is given I've got the right guy, right? I'm getting everything else that I want.
Well, you think you did.
Besides the penis size, right? Yeah. I'll work with it.
Really? Yeah. You would stay with him?
I'll stay with it. But he can't be bad in bed, too, at the same time. Because then it's just like, what's going on here?
But how can he be good in bed with something that doesn't touch his spots?
Because, man, you know, they know how to, like... work their little spot, you
but
know?
How could he work a spot that he can't reach?
Because it's not all about just
you have
that.
A G-spot. It has to be able to touch it.
All right, well, you put him, then he better love
he gonna have to do
he gonna it, have to do something. No, he better, you know
would
what
you
saying?
Be okay with him putting a dildo on, putting a strap on? can he put a strap on? That'd be weird.
Nah, I want some real touch. I want the touch of a man, the weight of his body.
So what if he can't his sex game is bad when it comes to penetration, but his oral game is fire. That work?
Oh, we working with it.
Oh, we are.
We working with it, baby. Yes.
Okay, so then that could save it.
Oh, it's on point. Yeah, we good. Okay. I'm cool with that. That's what I'm saying. He better do something else. He better get it together.
That's good to know. So let me ask you this. Let's say it's a guy he's community dick. That means he be bang, bang, bang everybody, right? So he's the community, like he just fucks everybody.
Right.
All right. So somebody like that, does he deserve at some point in his life, let's say he does it for, I don't know, whatever, 10, 15 years, does he deserve a good woman that will take, you know, take care of the household, take care of him, be the mother of his child? Does he deserve a good woman if he was like just with everybody in the neighborhood, getting with girls and being with multiple girls at the same time, have a girlfriend cheat on her too? Does he deserve a good woman at some point?
Eventually.
You think
he deserves a good woman eventually? Does? I mean, he got to stop being community dick, and she got to be okay that she married a community dick.
Let's say she finds out, let's say, you know, he's done, he's trying to settle down, but she knows that, you know, this nigga done been with half the fucking country.
Yeah, like, but you know, that's a lot of dudes though. A lot of men are community.
No, but let's say that everybody knows it. It ain't discreet.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it.
Nah, he deserves somebody.
He does.
There's somebody out there for him. It ain't me, but it's going to be some girl out there.
Why is it not you?
Because hell to the no.
Really?
No.
It's funny because that's exactly how men feel with OnlyFans girls and sex workers. Because
everyone's seen their girl.
Which is why I brought that up earlier.
Right.
When if you have, it hurts your chances later on because the same way you just said, ain't going to be for me.
Right.
That's the same way we feel about
OnlyFans.
Those girls. Even though they might not be sexually with somebody, the whole world done seen your booty hole. So nice. It's a little bit one of those, like, you know, guys are protective. You know, we're territorial. You know what I'm saying? So we really want what's ours to be ours. You know what I mean? And most women do too. Most women want guys theirs to be theirs too. So it's no different. But with guys, it's even more so than even with women. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because normally... A girl, it's more likely for a girl to forgive a guy for cheating than it is for a guy to forgive a girl for cheating.
For sure.
And do you know why that is?
Because y'all don't tap into your emotions. No, I was playing. I don't know.
No, that's true. No, you're actually right. See, that was actually a great answer because typically when a guy cheats on his girl, he don't give a, he really don't care about the other girl. It's literally just a nut.
All right.
It's like, yo,
yeah.
Let me just get boom, and then that's it. There's no feelings whatsoever. There's nothing. Like, matter of fact, I don't have to see her ever again. But for a woman, if she has a man and she cheats on her guy, typically it's because A, she probably lost respect for her man.
Yeah.
Or she got feelings for the other guy or both.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For us, it's not that way, which is why we typically have a less chance of forgiving you, because we're looking at it like, oh, she likes this dude for real.
It's more serious.
She actually got feelings for this guy.
When women
when a guy does it, a girl's looking at it like, this motherfucker, this dirty ass nigga.
You embarrassed us, though.
Embarrassed, but that doesn't mean that I have feelings for this girl. That doesn't mean that I give a damn about this girl.
You embarrass
them. Like that, which is why prostitution is so big.
Yeah,
but men actually, well, I wouldn't, but men will actually pay for,
of course,
for booty. Yeah. I don't know many women that would pay for dick.
Because we don't have to.
Exactly, because it comes,
y'all
it
sluts.
Comes free. It comes free, so you don't have to, yeah. Right? So that's the reason why, you know, typically guys, it's more unlikely for a guy to cheat on a girl. I mean, forgive a girl for cheating versus a girl would forgive a guy for cheating.
Right.
So you agree with that?
I agree with that. I don't think men are as forgiving as women. Yeah.
Have you ever forgave a guy for cheating?
For sure. Yes.
There
for
is.
Sure.
Why?
Because I loved him. I didn't want to end the relationship, even though I was still hurt, you know, but.
Who was it? Who was it that cheated on you? Are you able to say?
No, I'm not able to say.
You're able to say.
My last relationship.
Who was your last relationship?
Someone on social media that's very popular, I believe.
Really?
That everyone, yeah, follows.
How do you know he cheated on you?
I mean, you know, women, we do our investigative
his
work.
Name is, what's his name? Just say his name.
Larry.
I don't know. I couldn't hear you.
Larry.
Larry? Larry yeah. Wills?
Larry Wills.
So how do you know he cheated on you? Because I know him. How do you know he cheated on you?
I mean, it's...
Because, like, you could say that, but how do you know?
Just a very obvious thing, you know? It's... It was more like an understood thing between...
What do you mean an understood thing? Like, did you catch him in the act?
No, but... I mean, it starts off with the surface level of, like, cheating. Like, you find the... You know, you go on social media and see, like, the comments and things like that.
So, did you ask him and he admitted? Or... Mm-hmm. Oh, so he did admit it?
Yeah.
Okay, so if he admitted, then there's...
Of course, then obviously, right.
And then, you're not lying about him admitting it, are you?
No, I lie. Okay. Yeah, but then, you know, once you, I think you mentioned it before, like men who make a lot of money and then not just money, but status
right.
that comes into play
oh,
too.
Absolutely.
You know, that's like straight up ego. That makes a man feel like I could do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously as, you know, time progresses, it just became more of just like, this is what I do. Mm. If you with it, you with it type thing.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. Right. And then, but you stuck around anyway.
Unfortunately, during that time, as a younger woman, I did stick around with it mainly because, you know, I love this person and I was hoping that, you know, because of that, he would see how much he was hurting me and would stop. But obviously it had nothing to do with me. I was not a part of it. And, you know, I got tired of it. And I left.
But is that why you broke up with him or was it? Other things. Oh, that was the reason.
That is the main reason why, one of the main reasons why we just couldn't work.
Okay.
I'm not the type of woman to be like, it's okay, you could.
And he was fine with it when you told him that?
That I didn't want him to cheat?
No, that you didn't want to be with him.
Yeah.
He was like, cool?
He was cool.
Wow.
We went our ways, you know? So it works for the better. You know, yeah. I don't know who he is now. I don't know how it goes. Yeah, I don't know how it is now. And I don't want to speak for the person he is now.
But I'm just saying at that point in time.
At that point in time, that's just what it was. Mm. I wasn't with it and he wasn't with it. He wanted to do what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
So it was best to go our separate ways.
And did anything else happen or was that it?
Yeah, of course other things happened.
Did you want to touch on it or not? It's up to you. I don't want to make you talk about it if you don't want to. If you do, I would love to talk about it. But if you don't want to talk about it, we don't have to.
I mean, I've talked about it before, obviously, you know, it's very obvious. It's on the internet.
So what happened, like, besides the cheating that you weren't okay with?
I mean, there, like I said, yes, there were other things that were going on between us, that I wasn't cool with. Obviously, I've mentioned it before years ago. There was a little bit of some abuse going on.
Like emotional or
all the way
physical?
Around. It's kind of hard not to have physical abuse and not have emotional abuse. True, you know what I'm saying? Point. So you do.
But the reason why I say that is because you could just have emotional abuse.
Right. Oh yeah, that's why I understand what you mean.
Yeah, yeah.
No, so it wasn't just emotional abuse. So okay. It was a little bit more than that. Okay. But I think when you have two very young people mm-hmm. who have a lot of emotions flying around, you know, things lead to one thing leads to another. You know, yeah. So that was
so
another
it became reason. Violent. Like he put your hand, he hit you, or mm-hmm. like fist or hands open, or
a little both,
like in the face.
Not just the face.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
So what'd you do? Did you get like a restraining order on him? Did you, like, what'd you do to kind of?
I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I didn't get a restraining order.
So nobody's going to believe you?
I don't care what nobody believes.
But that's typically right. How it works, though.
Well, of course. But, I mean, for me, I mean, I don't know. I'm an adult. Shit, I don't care what these people care, you know, think about me out here. I know what
Well,
happened.
I think you do care because I think you posted about it one time.
I posted about it. Yeah, of course
so
I did.
So you care?
No. Well, there's a reason why I posted about it. Why'd you post it? We had obviously broken up and I was ready to go my separate way. Mm. And we've done it a lot with me and him. We would break up and get back together. Mm. And it's usually like him breaking up with me but trying to come back. Mm. And I knew this time should be our last time. And because he was
sorry to cut you off. Mm-hmm. How many times did y'all break up during how long did y'all last and how many times did y'all break up in that time frame?
We were together for 5 years, mm-hmm. and I don't know. I can't really say.
It was more than three times?
Yeah, but it wasn't really like breakup, and I didn't see you for like months, and, you know, it was like breakup, and then like 2 days later, that kind of breakup, you know.
Y'all never broke up and last like a month or two?
No.
Never?
Never. Okay. So that's why I say 5 years.
I got you.
Yeah, so I knew the last time was definitely gonna be our last breakup, and I wanted him to kind of go his way, but of course that wasn't the case.
Okay.
And so I told him, I said, you know, leave me alone, don't reach out to me, don't reach out to people that you know that know me, don't be on my social media, don't be on people that I know social media, because they're coming back to me and telling me, hey, your ex is looking at my stuff or he's on my page. And obviously we went through a breakup too, so you know the emotions that come with that. And he didn't. He wouldn't stop. So I kid you not, I think I put it in the video. There's so many emails I sent him, like, could you please leave me alone? And he wouldn't leave me alone. And then I think that was around the time he was in a new relationship. So I really didn't understand why he wouldn't leave me alone when he had a new relationship. Mm. And I told him, you know, I'm going to do something to make you stop. This is the only thing I can think of.
And it's crazy. I mean, obviously, you know him better than me. I mean, I know him, but, you know, we did Super League together back in 2017. I spoke to him a few times. You know, I've spoke to him on the phone very minimal times. But the times that me and him have spoken in person or even through text, you would never think that that's, you know, but I can't speak on him the way you would because obviously you had a relationship with him that was more intimate than me.
Yeah.
So, man, that sucks. Well, I appreciate you sharing that with me and with everybody. I didn't know if you wanted to, but I just brought it up just in case. Yeah. We're going to react to one. You know what? We'll do both. We'll go through them really quickly. I just kind of want to get your opinion on these videos that I have that I wanted you to react to along with me. So this one is we're gonna do the Jonathan Majors one first. Yeah, the Jonathan Majors, the Marvel actor. He got convicted for misdemeanor assault and harassment for a connection with the March 25th incident that erupted, according to the Manhattan prosecutors, between Majors and his ex-girlfriend Grace Jabari. So we're gonna watch this video. So you guys kind of see what ended up happening in the incident. TMZ got some footage.
I just want to show them the video of the fight.
Okay. Yeah.
Do we have it?
Yes.
All right, let's pull that up.
Let's play.
All right, guys, so this is the fight, right, between them. As y'all can see, let's play it from the beginning, please.
The video got the speakers.
So they're here in New York City, right? Obviously, an argument happens. He's trying to put her back in the vehicle, right, because he tries to leave. She wants to follow him. He's like, hey, I'm leaving. She chases after him, right? And you can see he's trying to get away with the chick or from the chick, right? And this started because allegations of cheating on her, right? She took it. She tried to take his phone from him, and he took it away. He pushes off her. My man is running blocks.
Yep. Running for his life, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like, what the
he
hell,
He is running
man?
For his life.
He's running for his life.
White woman, stay away.
You got heels on?
Yeah, she's chasing him.
Yeah, it looks like
running
it.
For his life, bro.
Still going. Up.
Bro, he's running fast as hell.
Yo.
Too.
Yo.
To be fair, bro. Yo. He is black. Okay. Yo, this is expected, bro. I mean, if you think about it, bro.
She's going into traffic and shit. She's yo. What the hell, man?
Yo. Clearing it.
Yo, she was
good. So y'all can see here. He was out of there. They got an argument. She wanted his phone. He runs from her. He tries to create distance, right? And he tries to put her back in the car because she wants to chase after him. And obviously, she's been drinking too, bro. And y'all are going to see this as well. So this is what it is, right? And this comes from TMZ, this footage here. But yeah, dude, look, you can see. And he's like, fuck this shit. And he runs, right?
You can pause.
He pushes her off of him.
Clearly, him and his girl, they got into a argument for whatever reason. So now he's got guilty of two misdemeanors, assault and harassment. Mm. He's not going to do probably any jail time for that. Misdemeanors very rarely do, especially when you're that high profile.
Right.
But, I mean, he literally was trying to get away from her. He was running.
Right.
Like running up one block to the other block to the other block to the other block. So what is it that... What is your opinion based on what you saw there? And he still ended up getting convicted of those two misdemeanors.
That's crazy. That's wild that he even got convicted because he's the one that's running away from her.
Yeah. And supposedly she was trying to take his phone because whatever, maybe she saw something on his phone that she didn't like.
Because he was cheating.
Okay. But does that mean that he goes to jail or
no.
that he gets convicted of a misdemeanor?
No. I think the worst part is his name, how it's. You know, his name is trash. Yeah. It's because he's not going to jail.
Marvel dropped him.
Oh, wow.
The minute he was, like, convicted, they dropped him from the universe. So now he can't even do any more movies with Marvel.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it costed him money now.
Well, yeah.
Because of this chick
situation.
Having an issue. And it happens so many times with a lot of guys in particular.
Yeah, but they're both drunk.
I mean, I think she was probably more drunk than him.
Emotions is flying, and they're in public.
Yeah.
They weren't adult enough to go behind closed doors and handle their situation.
That's crazy. I just can't imagine, having a situation where I get into an argument with my girl, and then all of a sudden, because we have a disagreement, you see something on my phone you don't like, that you start acting... emotionally like that. And I mean, one thing is to talk to me, question me,
right?
Be like, yo, what is going on? What was that? Why are you having pictures of XYZ girl on there?
Let's do all that.
You know what I'm saying? Or why do you follow this girl? Or why are you commenting on this? Whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden, you want to take his phone, and this man's like, let me get away from this woman.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, I have to go to court for assault charges and harassment charges and all this other stuff. I think it's just very, very unfair. I know life ain't fair, but these dudes got to be careful, man.
But look, that's why I mentioned before. I was like, you got to find the right people with the right foundation. Because a girl like that in that situation, if she would have saw what's in his phone, she should have been chill and waited till they got home.
Yeah, no, that's true. Exactly. That would have been the right, I think, the best move to make.
I mean, we all been drunk. I've been drunk before. I still handle my stuff when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
let's pop into this next reaction. So this next one is my boy Officer Tatum. It's a woke Netflix Cocomelon pushes boy in dreth with two gay dads. So we're going to take a look at this video and let's get it on the screen here so we can see it.
Cocomelon.
That's a little boy.
Cocomelon. Look at this crap.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about the craziness that the LGBTQ AARP clan is putting clan. Together, and they're going all the way to cartoons. Now, listen, if people argue with me all the time and say, Brennan, but they're not, they're with grown people. If they want to live their life, they just live their life the way they want to live their life. But in reality, they're pushing it on children. We tried to warn y'all. We're telling you that they started here and they want to get all the way down to brainwashing your children into being LGBTQ because they need the next generation of them so they can deal with them. They can funnel them. That's what they want to do. That's their objective. That's why Cocomelon got a and a lot of kids watch Cocomelon. I remember when my kids were young, especially when Caden was young, he watched Cocomelon, but I was like, oh, no, I don't want you watching that because Cocomelon's a little jerk. And Cocomelon going to get your whooped. That's pretty much how that little kid bad. He throwing tantrum, throwing fit, talking back to his parents. I'm like, Cocomelon going to get you a whooping. So I quit watching. I quit letting my kids watch Cocomelon a long time ago. But the fact that this is a very popular children's show and they doing stuff like this in the show, it only means one thing. And that's that they need to brainwash your children.
Yep.
How many kids in America got two dudes as their daddies? And one of them black, one of them white. Name it to me. How many kids in America got a family structure like that?
Exactly.
So then why are they doing that and pushing it on a cartoon? Are they going to make, you know, is the parent going to have one leg? Are you going to have a blind parent, a deaf parent? I would argue that more children have deaf parents than have parents like this. More children have parents who are handicapped than parents that are like this. More kids have parents who are morbidly obese, and they confined to a wheelchair, or ignorant, cannot read, cannot speak proper English, don't have a job, struggling. Then they got parents like this. So why Cocomelon aren't introducing those parents into the spectrum if they want to be fair and inclusive?
What's your take
on those
cartoons?
Wild. No, I'm sorry. That's a negative for me.
So in my opinion, and tell me if you agree, I think that is how you indoctrinate. That's indoctrination. That's how you start brainwashing, like you said, the indoctrination of little kids, where you start showing things that are normally not normal.
Right.
And you make them normal. So then as they grow older, then it starts becoming just second nature. It's not a big deal. You know, you can have two dads. You can have two moms.
Right.
It's not, that's normal. Like, it ain't mom and dad. Like, mom and dad is supposed to be normal. Like, right. That's what it takes to make a child. Mm-hmm. Two women can't have a child. Right. Two men can't have a child. Clearly, you need both in order to make it happen. So that's what's supposed to be normal.
Right.
So when you see videos like that, to me, it just gives off the impression of, I got to start young. I got to groom.
Yeah,
I got to groom these little kids so that way as they get older, all this craziness is not crazy anymore.
For sure.
And I think that is sad, and I think it is abuse.
For sure. I mean, in any like type of genre, like school, education, we always focus on the youth. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because once you kind of like already of age, it's kind of hard to like, I don't know if the right word is manipulate, but like help people create an idea or like a mindset. You already got your own mindset.
Exactly.
But when you're young, you're very influential.
Easily influenced.
Very influential.
Especially by people you like.
Exactly. And when it's your two daddies,
exactly.
You're very easily influenced, right? So that little boy could be straight.
We're doomed. What is it? Gen Z is what's popping right now. Gen Z is the age group right now. That's like 20s, I think.
I think so. I don't know what they are.
I think me and you are millennial.
We millennial. Yeah,
I think we're millennial. So the Gen Z. Yeah, man.
Nah, I'm not with that. I'm good on that. I'm sorry.
What's the age group for Gen Z?
It got to be like 20s.
And Gen Z is 1997 to 2012. That's what year they were born. So 97 to 2012. Like, so yeah, they're 20.
Those
are the ones that you see more. That Gen Z is where you're starting to see more from the LGBTQ community. There's a lot more in that in that category than the millennials or even the.
But there's a lot of gay men. I mean, ages.
No. I don't have no issue with that.
Right.
I'm just saying that it's come out more in the Gen Z because it's become more normal.
Right.
I don't have an issue with gay. At least to me, gay is more like, yo, this is what you like. That's what you like.
Right.
I have more of a problem with the other extremity,
the trans, the T's.
And the T's.
The T's.
Yeah.
Now that one, that's a little, that's a lot going on for me.
Yeah.
But see,
I don't agree with that.
I never understand the concept of transgender, gay, lesbian when I feel like their focus should be, this is just who I'm attracted to. I'm only attracted, if I was lesbian, I'm only attracted to women.
And that's
but
fine.
That has nothing to do with anything else right. in my life.
You're not trying to teach kids, hey, it's okay to want to cut your thing off.
Right. So it's like,
what?
I don't
get it. If you don't feel that you're in the right body, we can, you know, you can get it fixed. Nah, like, man.
That's dangerous. To me, that's like somebody telling me that 1 + 1 = 3.
Exactly.
That's what it feels
You're
like.
Peeing on me and telling me it's raining.
Yeah, exactly. That and they want us to believe that, you know, and it's hard for me to get with that.
Anyway, we're gonna wrap this show up today. We've been here for almost an hour. Thank you so much for coming on, Chalesa. I appreciate it. This was a great conversation. What'd you think? Did you enjoy yourself?
I had a great time.
You did?
Yeah, you put me on the spot.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
Speak louder. I can't hear you.
You put me on the spot.
I didn't.
You did.
You didn't have to answer.
Nah, I'm with it, though. I'm with it. You know, I'm here. I had a good time.
That's
what's
up. I had a
really good time. Good podcast.
All right, everybody. And listen, thank you so much for tuning in to Stop the Madness. We are out. See you guys next time. Peace. Thank you for watching. If you like this video, like and subscribe to the channel. Click right here. If you want to watch more videos similar to this, click here.